Attention all business owners. David Nagel here with an important question. Are you tired of struggling with overwhelm, feeling like you can't create a steady income, and dealing with worry and anxiety because you don't have a solid plan? Believe me, I've been there, and no matter what level you're at, these are all symptoms of some larger internal issues at play. If you're ready to figure out what's blocking the success that you know is meant for you, I have the solution that you've been looking for. Join me at the Art of Success Summit on June 26th through 28th, live from the comfort of your own home or office. Now, over these three life-changing days, you'll learn how to overcome your terror barriers, identify your biggest blind spot, and create a plan to get you where you want to go in record time. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your business and your life. Right now, we're offering some really great cashback bonuses and our lowest ticket price, but that will increase very soon. Visit lifeisnowinc.com/summit to secure your spot today. Again, that's lifeisnowinc.com/summit. Hope to see you there. And now on to this episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Successful people learn how to make their minds work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey everyone, David Nagel. Welcome to another episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. I want to tell you a story. Back in 1986, when I went into the Army, I had an interesting experience as I was going through the initial training phases of the U.S. Army, which was basic training and then AIT. And one of the interesting things was that I was carrying this belief that I had from school and various other things that I had done, that same kind of belief that probably everybody has, that when you have these specific tests, that you have to pass these tests in order to be able to move to the next level of life or school or grades or whatever it is that you're looking to do. And I wasn't good at that when I was a kid. I had a really rough time with it. I was not a good student, didn't like school, was not really interested in what was being taught at the time. There was a lot of other things going on in my life at the same time, so I'm sure that the other problems that were going on were affecting how my outlook was on school to begin with. But I would dread when a math test, an English test, a spelling test, whatever was put in front of me. I didn't get good grades on it. So when I got into the service, it was constant tests. You had to pass a test to get in. You had to pass a weight test. You had to pass a height test. You had to pass a physical agility test. You had to pass the ABSVAB test. And in the beginning, it wasn't so bad, although I do remember stressing out about it a little bit. But as I progressively got in and was working towards getting through all of the basic skill sets that they teach you, I started to really be very concerned that I wasn't going to be able to pass the tests that they were putting on me, because not only did they keep increasing, but the level of exhaustion that was coming over me and the other people that I was training with was unbelievably extraordinary. I've never, to this day, ever felt that exhausted in mind and body in my life. Very little sleep and constant physical exercise and mental exercise and training all the time. And we knew about some of the tests that were coming up that they were big. Like, there were things that I had never done before that required an extreme amount of physical capability to do it. And I felt like, boy, if I had enough rest, I'm sure that I could probably do this. Not that it would be easy, that I could do it, but it's almost like you're starting out with everything being exhausted. Now, I went through this, I passed, I moved on, I did all of that stuff. But it wasn't until later that I found out that the idea was not so much that you passed the test, but that you didn't quit. And then looking back at what I went through, especially basic training, there were some things that I went through. I won't say what they were because it really doesn't matter what they were. It's just an obvious idea that you become aware of after you've gone through it, where they're actually trying to get you to quit. And they're doing it in a way. Now, here's one of the things that we know, because we've had several people go through Navy SEALs and come out, and amazing people have done unbelievable things. But as they talk about going through BUDS and Navy SEALs, they talk about the idea of they try to get you to quit. They try to get you to quit every day. They encourage you to quit. Because if you can't make it through, right, then you're never going to be as good as you need to be able to do the different assignments that you get, you know, as a Navy SEAL. And it's not so much that you pass the test exactly the way that it is, but that you don't quit, that you have the ability underneath whatever skill set you might be testing for. Do you have the drive and the willpower to keep going beyond your mental, what you think your mental capability is, beyond what your physical capability is? So we know that now. That's a lot of information that's out there. That wasn't widespread information when I was a kid going into the service. Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit. When I started to break free, the idea was I was searching out new information. I was searching out new mentors to help me go in a different direction. And I met the man who would become my mentor. And I used to think to myself on a regular basis, this guy is trying to get me to quit. It was really bizarre because I wasn't being taught in a way that I had ever been taught before. My mentor was just drilled it into me that I had to make a decision. The decision needed to be mine, and then I needed to follow through on the decision. And I would do things to try, but that I thought were normal, to try to ask for help, and it would fall on deaf ears. I wouldn't get it. It was like, here's the assignment. Here's the choice that you have. You make the decision. You move forward, you know. And I would do something like, well, what do you think? And he wasn't playing that game. Everything that I did with my mentor was that I had to step into it, right? I had to be like, I want this bad enough that I'm going to step into it, even though the situation seems ridiculous. Because my mind was finding more reasons to quit than to go forward. And I remembered what I had went through when I had went through the Army. And then somebody said to me one day, and actually I don't think it was really directed at me. I think it was directed at somebody else. And they said, the test isn't the test. And they went on to explain that the idea is that in many cases in life, whatever the problem that you're trying to solve, that's one problem. But the real test for success is, do you have what it takes to keep going regardless of the outcome of the individual test that you have? Now, in business, this is a big deal, because if we're programmed, and most people are, by the way, not to make a mistake, then they get very hung up emotionally and ideologically on the idea that they've made a mistake. But when you're trying to create something new in your life, there's no way for you to do it without making mistakes. There is no perfect answer. There is no, this is the only way. That doesn't exist. In a business, it is nothing but problem solving day after day after day after day after day. And you have to be willing to make mistakes in order just to have enough data to be able to make a different decision so that you can continue to move forward. So if you're hung up on the idea that you can't make mistakes because that's what you learned in school, which most of us did, right? You think about, how were you treated as a kid when you made mistakes? It was something that we were taught to avoid, not to step into and embrace. because we're holding other people back and it's a bit inconvenient. And they would often say you didn't study enough and go back. And, you know, in the day they would put a dunce cap on somebody. People would be disciplined. You would be shamed and humiliated around. So the idea was like, don't make a mistake. How many times have you heard this? Do it right the first time. Well, how do you do it right the first time if you've never done it before? How do you do it right the first time if you're trying to find a way to get through something and it's the first time you're doing that? The chances that you're going to get it right and right every time are impossible. It's not going to happen. But that's not the test. The test is, are you willing to keep going no matter what? And this is where you see people just drop, you know, like flies, so to speak, in life. Because if you don't have the right mindset, number one, you cannot see yourself as a victim and pass that test. Because every time something goes wrong, you want to blame somebody else. So the question isn't, how do I get better? The question is, how does somebody else or something else change that's preventing me from getting what it is that I want? That's the wrong question. The question always has to be, how do I get better? How can I be different, look different, do different, learn different? How can I learn from mistakes? How can I own those mistakes so that I continue to move through and finally get the results that I want? But, you know, we find that this is really the biggest test of life. It's not that we get everything right. It's that we don't quit. See, I have a theory, so to speak, that failure doesn't exist in the way most people think that it does. Failure only exists in the mind of somebody who's actually going to quit. That's the only time you fail, right? There are things that you do that might be failures, right? Like think about somebody who's inventing something like Edison with the light bulb, who supposedly had 10,000 failures before he got the light bulb right. But the test wasn't the bulb, obviously. The test was, do you have the internal duration, right? The intestinal fortitude to be able to continue to move forward to get the outcome that you're looking for. The only thing that I've ever found with anybody that actually brings that to the surface is to have a true desire for the thing that you want. Either a person is moving away from something that they don't want, or they're moving towards something that they do. In many cases, it can actually be both, right? In my case, it was both. I was moving away from a life that I had created that was just a disaster, and I was trying to find something new. And the power in the beginning to move away from what I didn't want was stronger than to move to what I did want, because that was just very small. I just wanted a better life for my family. And I recognized mistakes that I had made trying to get there. So I had to figure out how to turn that around. But along that journey, and along many journeys that I have been, where people will see me struggling and trying to get from one place to another, it's been suggested more than once to me by people that say that they care, maybe you should give this up. Maybe you should quit. Maybe you should do something different. Play it safe. Go back to this or go back to that. Not so much anymore, but back in the day, it was something that I would hear pretty frequently. And for me, the mindset that I developed around it, because I had thought about it a lot, like when I decided that I was going to start to become successful and change my life, there were other people that either benefited from that or suffered the consequence if I had gotten it wrong because I had gotten married and had children. And I thought to myself, I don't want to put them through something worse than what we have now. But if I don't change what we have now, it's going to get worse all by itself. And I thought, you know something? I have a deep desire to be, do, and have something different. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know if I can make it. And if I try and I figure out that I can't make it, I think I could live with that. If it's an absolute for certain, I don't have what it takes in order to be able to get where it is that I want to go. But what I can't live with is not trying. And living to 80 or 90 years old and looking back at my life and the life of my family and seeing what I couldn't do as being a consequence to how all of us were living, and then having to think to myself, I didn't even really try. Because trying has no end if you're committed. Trying is, I'm going to keep trying until I get it right. Remember, everything in the universe is created by cause and effect. It's not by accident, it's not by luck, it's not by magical thinking or anything like that. It's about changing, adapting, and growing in the direction of the result that you want to create for yourself. So quitting can't be an option. So make sure that you pick something in your life that you truly want, because one of the places that people quit very easily is when they pick something they don't really want, and then it gets difficult, and they have to push themselves a little bit through the difficulty that they're actually experiencing. They don't want it bad enough. They'll quit every time. But the secret to that is picking something that you truly want. You want more than the difficulty, the pain, and the suffering that you have to work through in order to change to become the person that you want to be. Remember, in general, success is actually easy. It's just cause and effect. And once we understand the cause and effect of it, we become the cause, the effect takes care of itself. There's nothing difficult about that. But changing who we are in the way that we think, changing our emotions, changing our behavior, changing our habits, being very consistent in the things that we need to do to bring about that success, that's where the real difficulty is for the average human being, making that change and sticking to it. Anybody can do it. You just have to want to do it. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard and you want to learn more, go to lifeisnowinc.com. I'll see you next week.